You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. We should mention that we are doing this by phone to practice social distancing. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, a judge has found that former San Bernardino County District Attorney Mike Ramos acted in bad faith when he deleted texts and emails sought by the defendant in the long-running Colonies case.
Right. This was that public corruption case in which Colonies Partners, that Rancho Cucamonga developer, and its managing partner, Jeffrey Burham, were accused of setting up phony political action committees to actually funnel paybacks or payoffs to public officials in San Bernardino County in exchange for a $102 million settlement, a very controversial settlement over some flood control property. The four defendants, including two former county supervisors and the former chief of staff to a county supervisor, as well as a former assistant assessor, went on trial, a criminal trial for this, and they were acquitted. Three were acquitted, and the charges were dismissed against the fourth. But Colonies Partners turned around and sued the county for malicious prosecution. This is kind of an offshoot of that case, in which the plaintiffs, Colonies Partners and Jeffrey Burham, had sought emails and text messages from Mike Ramos's campaign committees that were allegedly related to the Colonies case. And they found that they had been deleted. A federal magistrate found that it was not credible to think that Ramos didn't know that those texts and emails should have been preserved. And a federal judge this week agreed. And so he has ordered San Bernardino County to pay for the plaintiff's lawyer just for that part of the case, and that's more than $42,000.
Next, San Bernardino Mayor John Valdivia won't get $50,000 from the city to defend himself from harassment and hostile work environment accusations, at least for now.
Right. As we talked about last week, Valdivia, the mayor, had sought more than $50,000 for his defense. And in the discussion, some of the council members agreed that the city is going to have to defend this case, but they disagreed that they would have to hire an expensive outside counsel. It seems like they're leaning toward having that done within the city attorney's office. But these cases have not advanced to the lawsuit stage at this point. There were three claims filed. Two of them the city did not respond to, which allows them to advance to the stage where the employees could file lawsuits. And indeed, their lawyer, Tristan Pelaez of Rancho Cucamonga, said he does plan to file lawsuits on their behalf. And so the council said this may come back to them. They didn't vote to deny Valdivia's request. They simply tabled the matter, which means it could come back later.
And then there is, of course, some coronavirus news from the Inland Empire.
Right. Last week, we talked about the three Inland Empire churches that sued not only the two counties, but also the governor and the state over the provision that said they cannot have drive-up services, that those would possibly expose worshipers to the coronavirus. The churches argued that, you know, if you can allow fast food restaurants to serve people, certainly churches and synagogues and mosques can serve people as well with drive-up service. And indeed, the counties have agreed to that without it having to have a long, drawn-out court battle. The provision, of course, is that the parishioners must remain in their cars and keep their windows rolled up with the vehicles 6 feet apart. In other words, no human-to-human contact. And most of the churches are okay with that. One of them said, no, they want to have in-person, hands-on services. And so we'll see what happens with that. If that advances to lawsuit, we'll report on that. Additionally, some of that federal aid, which is going to airports, California's 188 airports will receive a total of about $1 billion. Ontario Airport is going to get $22.2 million of that to offset the losses caused by the drop in passengers in the pandemic. About a 46% drop in passengers from March of this year compared to March of last year, and they expect even a larger drop in April. So what this will do is allow the airport to keep most of the employees there working and still pay contractors and keep the relationships with those airlines so that when the airport ramps back up, that can happen smoothly.
I'm sure we'll have more coronavirus news next week. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers, which we should mention have dropped their paywall for coronavirus-related articles.